Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever considered quitting your job and going out and doing your own thing, starting your own business?
I'd be scared to start my own business, but I do think about, like, just quitting, like, on certain days.
Okay. Have you got a business or a job or something that you would like to do if you quit?
No, I don't.
I don't recommend that you do it then.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people would like to quit their jobs and go out on their own, but they're afraid to.
Yeah.
They're afraid that they won't have enough money or that they will fail.
But you do see these people that start new businesses and they start being successful. And you're like, man, that was a great idea. I wish I would have went in with you on that one.
Yeah.
Can I now?
You're envious. It's like, man, what a great idea.
But you see people that'll start business, a business, and which they say is a 24-hour day job if you run your own business.
Oh, okay.
And they don't succeed, and then they have to close.
Oh, okay, and then go back to
and
the,
then find something to do. Okay. Yeah, that's
you
not
know,
fun.
At least they tried
at
it.
At least they
and
tried
it. And they'd wonder all their dream. Life if, you know, I should have.
Well,
know,
that doesn't
like
sound
that.
Very good. You're like, well, I wonder all my life if I should have, but now I know I shouldn't have.
But then you try something else because you know what it's, you learn your lessons that first time around.
Well, this is a sad story, but we had a friend in high school who started his own business, and when it failed, he ended up taking his own life because he felt like this big failure. And
wow,
it,
you don't have to bring those stories up.
Yeah.
But there are
a
lot of people.
It's a downer.
Well, it was a downer for us. He was a good friend of ours, but it was one of the things that was so sad about it was that you wish you could have gone to him and said, hey, Tony, man, no one's looking at you this way. No one's thinking of you as a big failure. People do this all the time, and many of them rebound. But he couldn't handle that. For him, it was like he had not provided for his family, and he had failed at this business, and he was embarrassed and ashamed.
Aww.
What you see most time, the successful people have tried three or four times, and they finally hit the right thing.
Because you learn along the way.
Yeah.
Well, they ask people, why do you want to go out on your own? Why do you want to start your new business? One thing is about 36% of them said they wanted to solve a problem or improve the world. They wanted to make the world a better place. And I think that's silly. But
I do too, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to make the world a better place. That's silly.
Well, to me, that and business don't necessarily go together. It's great if you think that they might. But if that's your number one motivation, then your business side may not work because you need to make sure there's an actual need and an actual want for what you're going to do.
That just reminded me, like, when you're checking out, like, would you like to donate for kids who are starving overseas? And you're like, nah, not today.
I would say I would like to, but I just can't.
I know. I feel bad. I just did it at Petco. Would you like to donate $1 for the rescued animals? I'm like, not today.
Yeah. Tom's like, you know, save the planet. No, no. I think that's a crock. Yeah.
But he didn't feel bad.
No, I know.
I'll teach you my method later.
Yeah.
For a small fee.
I'll solve a problem. Improve the world. No.
Start my new internet company. No. All right. People want to go out on their own to support their family. That's why I'm afraid to go out on my own, is I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to support my family. I mean, the checks here, they don't bounce. They come in pretty regularly, and so you don't want to risk that with your own business. Of course, the upside is if you go out on your own, the checks potentially could be bigger, and there's no one trying to keep as much of it for themselves as they can.
Right.
Being your own boss is a big reason. People get tired of a bad boss, and they want to go out and be their own boss.
That'd be mine. I don't want to work for the man anymore.
Right.
You know what, though? I mean, there's jobs out there where you still work for the man, and you're still kind of your boss. Like, your own. No one's really on you.
What jobs?
Well, I'd say, like, a Uber driver, taxi driver. You're kind of off alone doing your own thing. I mean, you still have a boss. maybe on a mail route, you're out there doing your own thing. You don't have someone hovering over you, making sure that you're not on Facebook or on Instagram.
But you've got to show up to work every day, whether you want to or not. If you own your own business, I'm like, I'm taking the day off.
Okay.
Yeah. And a mail guy has to make sure the mail gets out, and he has to walk all that way.
Okay. The salespeople here who go and watch movies during the day instead of going out on, and they're saying they're out meeting a client.
They don't do that.
Well, if they do that, they still have to meet their budget or
right.
they're gone, too.
Oh, that's true. That's yeah. true.
And then, go ahead.
Yeah, you can be your own boss for a little while.
Yeah, just a little while. Enjoy that movie.
Yeah. Sound like a bad boss. They say, finally, following a passion. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
People have some passion they want to follow. So maybe, you know, dogs is your passion, and you want to do something with animals.
Agreed.
So you think of this cool new product or this great new service or idea, and you launch it, and it's maybe it is what's that bath thing? What's the thing you do on weekends, Heidi?
Salt bath?
No, you rent out your house.
Takes one bath.
You rent out your house.
Airbnb.
Oh. You could do like a dog B&B, and you could have it so that dogs can come stay at someone's house for the weekend.
Oh, that's a good idea. We should
Actually, that's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sure.
I'll be right
back.
Yeah.
The main reason I don't want to do my own job and go out on business on my own is it seems like a lot of work. That's why I haven't. I've got a lot of good ideas. I just don't want to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.